Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Laura and Will. I've got a wonderful place for you to go and visit. It is called Box Hill in Surrey. Oh, you're going to love it. Enjoy yourselves and then come back and tell me all about it.
They're not smart. Not our listeners. The dog.
The dog's in the car. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Good times and welcome to an episode of the National
Good
Treasures
Times and Welcome, is it? So how we're starting this one? Good times and welcome.
I was going to say good morning, but then I remembered you don't like the good morning in case people aren't listening to the podcast in the morning.
Absolutely. Correct day salutation.
Good times and welcome to the National Treasures podcast with me, Laura Alex.
And me, Will Duggan.
And today, a very special guest is joining us on our day out for the first time,
Get
Mackie Dog.
Out of that lane. Idiot.
That's not the guest. The guest is not being a middle lane hog. It's someone in
a Porsche. And also, it's a Porsche Boxster. And listen, if you can't afford a Porsche 911, we all know it. That's why you bought a Boxster. Your hairdresser from the 90s.
We are going on a walk in Surrey today at the bequest of Jen Brister, who said this was one of her favourite days out. So that's what we're going to do. And we thought, as it's a walk and it's dog friendly and it's not a museum, Mackie hates museums, we'll take Mackie with us. How do you feel about having a guest, Will?
I love the fact that Mackie's here. I don't understand why she keeps slipping because we're in the car. But if she sat down, she wouldn't. And she refuses to understand that.
She's very stupid. She's very, very stupid. So we're anticipating a nice muddy walk. It's January. It's a bank holiday, actually, isn't it?
It's bank holiday Monday, yeah. It's the 3rd of January.
Something like that. Hopefully there's enough parking. Now, Will, I don't want to smoke my...
Get out the middle lane.
...trollop too much. But I do think this... Oh, my God, she did.
I kept flashing at her.
Yeah, well done, Will. I do think that the TripAdvisor for Box Hill contains my favourite TripAdvisor review ever, ever read.
Wonderful news.
So we're going to launch straight in with that one because it's so long it might be the only one we have time for, but I'm getting into it,
We're doing one, but it's massive.
Yeah, I've got other ones. I did get other ones, but I don't want to not have this one because I think it is, like, this could be evidence in court.
Okay, cool. Have you killed someone?
Not me, the writer.
Wow, Charles Bukowski's written it. Hello, Mackie.
Hello, Big. Right, okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a one-star review. Serious disappointment. Rammed full, rubbish everywhere, every nationality here to...
Whoa! Whoa, we've gone in quickly, haven't we?
Right? This is the title. Too much for us, no escape from London. Okay, that's just the title.
indicate then?
Nothing at all like normal National Trust places. No respect or dignity here.
It's a park, isn't it?
It's just a field, I think. We were seriously disappointed. Fair enough, it was school holiday and hot day. Recipe for disaster, but even still, it was more busy than London itself. Where all
no,
the...
No. No, I don't care how busy a field in Surrey is. It's not busier than London. I used to live in London. There's fucking cunts everywhere. It's just my language.
Where all these people come from? Simple answer, really. Migrants. As we...
Migrants?
Were minority there.
Migrants?
Yeah. You know how all the migrants, you know, they get off the dinghy and they head for Box Hill in Surrey.
I've got to say, I think my colours are quite firmly on the mast. I've got no issue with immigration. But I don't think even the most... Nick Ferrari at his most cheese-induced fever dream isn't like... And I'll tell you what they're doing. They're coming over here and they're spending too much time at National Trust properties. And it's just not the British way. Simple as that. Migrants.
Nature indeed was no escaping from anyone here. So many people rammed full, had that London feel. Kept asking,
why do I hate London so much?
Are we near London? This can't be lovely scenic park that we just driven through, old-fashioned English countryside.
Why have they typed this like they're writing a Little Plum comic from the 1950s?
I do not know. Do not enjoy feeling minority at all, as is, but not even being able to walk up down paths, see nature for people noise.
See nature for people noise?
That is literally what it says.
See nature for people noise? Is this someone who's trying to protect England for the English? They can't speak the fucking language.
Music blaring, BQs.
BQs?
I think it's barbecues.
Oh, I thought they were like an apiary or something. No.
Sit down to eat or even loo.
Sit down to eat or even loo. This is the thing, I just want a loo. I want to sit down to eat or even loo, but there are too many BQs. And do you know who loves a BQ? Migrants.
Rubbish thrown everywhere. Beautiful woods, trees, nature, history disrespected. Awful, awful, awful.
Beautiful. Do that bit again. Beautiful what?
Beautiful woods, trees, nature, history disrespected. Awful, awful, awful.
It's like a line from an Eminem song.
It's mad, isn't it? Lack of respect for this beautiful, historical, lovely place. Rubbish thrown everywhere. You know
Stop
what?
Saying there's rubbish everywhere. Just say it once and I'll remember.
Rubbish thrown everywhere. In trees, on ground, and grass, and car park. Awful.
Awful.
Bikes galore, fair do, dangerous to drive. We were driving the gorgeous British, capital letters, scenery, feeling escaped from non-stop increased population of suffocation, buildings, people, cars, etc, etc, etc.
This sounds like someone's taken half a gram of Molly and then gone, I'm going to go on TripAdvisor.
We're about halfway.
Fucking hell. People have migrated in less time.
Was lovely scenery, trees, lovely old houses, narrow country lanes made us feel happy and proud to be British until hit this place.
Until hit this place? What's wrong with you?
The narrow lanes, well, the amount of idiots I would love to strip their driving license from. Speeding, squeezing past. One idiot scraped whole car all way downside into hedging to avoid hitting us. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Also, that's their car. Why are you annoyed that someone has scratched their own car?
Yeah, they should have smashed headlong into us rather than threaten their paper.
Why are you angry today, Will? Well, someone's house is burning down.
Anyway, it should not be open to the general public, National Trust members only, who actually care about British history and precious lands and gems of the British history and past before destroyed from the never-ending increased migration of destruction government's greed.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a never-ending, what is it? Never-ending migration destruction government's greed?
Yeah, you know.
Like, do you know that game where you're like, I went on a picnic and I bought an apple. I bought an apple and a beach ball. Okay, so never-ending migration government greed. Yes, cool, got it.
Tiring place. Not for weak-hearted.
Not for the weak... it is a park, right?
It's just a field, I think. Stepping stones were not as imagined from photographs
online.
Rammed full of people, had to wait ages to get a turn. People, their dogs, naked children walking in it, honestly.
What is happening? What is happening?
Was awful. No privacy at all. Crisp packets, alcohol bottles, and boxes.
Bags of fucking rubbish.
Bags of God knows what dumped everywhere. Awful. Non-respect. It should be chargeable to everyone. Closed to public. We were desperate to leave. Oh, this is one of my favourite bits. The fear is in us that our own Chiltern Hills, that you can escape, get privacy and truly escape from the world and others, will become the same as this place. Rammed full of London, brackets, and migrant, close brackets, overspill.
Why do they hate London so much?
No. Final paragraph. Sure.
Oh God, there's a paragraph left.
Sure. There is lovely places here. If you can find them, we may attempt... We may...
Oh, the big dog, you stay down.
We may attempt this another time when quieter, but at minute we seriously put off. Shame on you all. National Trust, big thumbs down from us. Only National Trust from us to get this seal of approval, not...
What, not? Bang, slam. Well...
That is my favourite TripAdvisor review I've ever come across. I hope this person has help.
What's their name?
I'm not doxing them.
Yes, let's dox them.
No,
I'm
not doing it.
No, let's dox them.
No.
Do you know what? If people were more afraid...
No, we're not doxing anybody on our lovely podcast about going for walks.
I'll dox people. I'll dox anyone, mate.
Maybe we should add that to a Patreon tier.
Yeah, $8,000 a month. I'll give you anyone's address that I know.
We are here.
We're here. And I've got to say, the world felt like it was conspiring against me for those few minutes there.
Okay, so it is busy. We've got here and it's busy, but I never feel like you can complain about something being busy when you're also there.
Why?
What's happening?
I'm trying to get the dogs. I'm trying to choke the dog. No.
Right, let's swap. You hold the microphone, I'll hold the dog.
What's she doing?
She's weird.
Horrible. Dogs are mad. I'm not complaining how busy it is. It's lovely people out enjoying it. What I am complaining about is, I'll tell you what, the biggest step back in happiness in this world is these fucking automated apps to park. Do you know what's not hard? £3 coins in a machine, ticket in the window.
Why? I've more often got my phone with me than £3 coins, though.
Why?
Get out of the way.
But why? Oh, verify your phone number. No, fuck off. Just, there's my registration number. There's £3. Back on. Oh, we've sent you a code to your phone. Why? Fuck off.
But apart from that, we're here. We don't feel overrun by migrants or cyclists.
The dog's doing a shit now. Horrible. Just look at it. It's like a Mr. Whippy. Why is it so swirly, like a cone?
It's not swirly.
It looks like a chocolate ice cream. So, here we are. The dog's on a little run. People are having a nice walk. There was a cafe. The views are spectacular.
Yeah, so we're going around the Stepping Stone Walk, which should lead us to some, as described, stepping stones across a river.
your dog just shoved its ass in the other dog's face.
Yeah, she's fun like that. We're about to come over, though, the big view, I think, that just looks over Surrey.
It's that... Do you know what?
Have you been on a walk like this since we did the Devil's Dyke one?
No. Why are your dog...
Why is my dog hanging out with those people? She really wants to hang with the people in front of her.
She's also walking on a diagonal.
Yeah, she always does that. I don't know why.
It's very funny.
She's also got no neck when you look at her from behind like this. She looks like Elijah Wood in Lord of the Rings. She's got no neck.
And I can see her ring. lovely, lovely stuff, really.
Whoa, that is a view. So you sort of like, you walk down from the car park down a little path, and then you come to a whole place that's been prepped as a viewing platform, and you're sort of looking down into the basin, and it is just magnificent. You've got the whole town to the right of you, fields, foresty bits, another smaller hill in front of you. It is quite spectacularly wide. Now, the thing is, now that we've got here, I do have genuinely no idea which way to go for the Stepping Stones walk.
Well, do you know what? Let's just go on a nice walk.
I want to see the Stepping Stones.
No, Laura, you're going to have to walk slower though. I am in trainers.
You are going to stack it.
No, but legit, slow down.
Babe, we cannot walk at this pace. You look like you've shit yourself.
Well, I've got very...
Why did you wear bright white trainers?
Because I'm cool guy. Why has everything got to be muddy outside?
Mackie, this way.
This recording is going to just be me going, God, this is slippy, and you screaming at the dog. The thing about dogs is they can't speak English. So when you say come here, they've got no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, there is a proper bog coming up here.
I like these trainers as well. Oh, what's the fuck? Why?
Just so that the listener knows, I'm in full wellies, like a normal human being, on a walk in January.
I'm in a pair of Adidas Superstars, white.
Oh, look at that tree there.
That's a nice tree.
That is gnarly. It's got those, like, mushroom platforms.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun to climb. I tell you what, the view's lovely. I keep, like, if you look ahead, you just see, like, you know, the, they've got those, you know, those, signs that are like this way for this walk, and a little gate that the dog just ran under.
Lucky.
But if you just look to your left, constantly wonderful view. Any thoughts?
Yeah, completely agree.
There we go, lovely.
I like it. Like, I like a good unspoiled nature view, but I also like that you can see just a whole town lying underneath you, like a model town.
What town is it?
Is that not Dorking?
You're a dork.
Good one. Now, which way for the Stepping Stones?
Down.
Down?
Right. Or up.
Did you do these kind of walks when you were a kid?
Yeah, so where I grew up, there was loads of country parks, like...
Hang on a minute, like...
Go on, here we go.
Oh, Kettering Lloyd Goodwin, whatever his name was.
Who's Kettering Lloyd Goodwin?
What was his name?
Charles Wixty.
That's it.
Kettering Lloyd Goodwin.
You had that park?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean more like Sywell Country Park and little pocket parks, all this like wood and mud. God, I'm gonna fall, I'm definitely gonna fall.
Oh, you nearly went there.
Why can't people just send us on a nice day out to the pub?
Well,
Wetherspoons, I have known and loved.
Rufus Hound tried to send us to the pub.
Rufus Hound tried to send us mushroom picking.
Yeah, no, mushroom taking.
Yeah, picking.
Is that what it's called, mushroom picking? What are you growling at, Pig?
Just for the listener, Pig is the dog, not me. She's not being very rude.
Also, I know what you're growling at. It's your own bad choices.
Too oh. Steep.
Oh, these are steep, these little steps.
You
oh.
Fucking dick.
Oh.
Laura fell. Oh, my poor willies.
I didn't quite fall. This is where Mackie's low centre of gravity comes into play.
The person who designed these steps went, right, each one needs to be a bit too deep and a bit too long. Fucking hell, no, no.
I don't know if the steps helped at all there.
How can it still be going downhill? Laura, can I be brutally honest?
Yeah.
I'm not having a nice time.
Not for me there. Okay, so we found a safe place to stop for a minute, because if we'd recorded us going down the hill, it would have just been quite a lot of Will saying, what's the fucking point of this?
So we arrived, we looked over, wow, look at Dorking Meepers, that's nice. And then I've just been walking in treacherous conditions downhill for about 15 minutes. Nothing to see. apart from wood. I've been in a wood.
It's quite hard to enjoy the walk because you can't talk about anything other than trying not to die. I think, not to sound too much like a TripAdvisor review, but I do prefer walks a little more off the beaten track.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it is Bank Holiday Monday, and it's like it is...
And we're really close to really densely populated areas, so it's an obvious...
Overspill from London.
Ugh, London.
I mean, the thing is, it is a nice walk. I don't want to discourage anyone from coming to Box Hill. If you're a fan of walking downstairs, you fucking love it.
Yeah, muddy stairs, though. Mackie, however, is having the time of her life.
Yes, if you're a dog, listen to this. Woof, and indeed woof. Bow wow.
Come on, let's keep walking.
Oh, right. I think it's very hard, so I have to pay close attention.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to fall over, I want it recorded. And I think I'll be holding my phone as it happens. Mackie has made friends with, I think a boarhound, I don't know what breed, but she loves her. Oh my goodness, so we've reached flat, we're off the treacherous steps, but it is now an absolute mud bath. Will Duggan right now is trying to navigate round a puddle. I might have to just come back and get him, to be honest. I tell you what Will looks like. Do you remember Weebles? That Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
What's a Weeble?
It was a little toy that wobbled.
Don't
but
get
it didn't
too close.
Fall down. This is boggy. Every single person on the way down that we have talked to, Will has had a good moan to them. Every single person, he said, how much longer is it? Down the bottom then? What's at the bottom then? What are we even doing this walk?
And everyone's been like, and everyone's been like, yeah, it's dog shit.
I just don't know what you were expecting.
I'll be honest with you, Laura, I was expecting a nice walk. I realised quite early on that my shoes were inappropriate, but that's on me. What I didn't expect was to stand at the top of a massive valley and then walk down steps for that valley.
Then what were you expecting then?
A walk in the woods.
But we were going to some stepping stones across a...
Bye-bye.
Well, we are a third of the way up the hill, would we say? And we look so bad that a couple in their 60s have just given up a bench so that we can sit down.
I don't think it's that we look bad, it's that we look miserable. Because I've done this bit of the walk reasonably recently. I know it's just going to be horrible. Google Maps is a 15-minute walk to the car.
No, it's not.
It's not, is it?
Oh, I like a walk. I really love a walk. I'm not enjoying this one. It's too...
muddy.
Perilous.
It's too muddy. It's too steep.
And every step you take, you've got like a stone of extra mud stuck to your feet. There was a pregnant woman climbing this hill back up, like heavily pregnant.
Yeah, idiot.
Not idiot, but
yes,
just
idiot.
How are you doing that?
I love a pint.
Of milk.
Of cider, actually.
Of milkshake.
I'll stick with cider.
Cider milkshake.
Apple milkshake. Do you think that can be done?
Like a sorbet smoothie.
Do you know what I think?
You'd want it to be milky apple, would you?
I love sorbet. Milky apple, I don't know. You get like apple porridge, don't you? That's quite milky.
Yeah, I guess so. Should we keep climbing?
Someone's with a baby on their back. Or are you just really unfit?
Yeah. Well, I don't think of myself as super unfit, but this is just unpleasant. We have done the stepping stone walk all the way to the bottom. Not a stone is to be stepped. They are submerged in a swollen river, we've been taught by a lovely little girl that we've met. Yeah, it's just a river, really. It's just a river that Will won't even come near. Well, there we go. That was the reason we did the walk, and it's garbage. It's not there. Will?
Waste of time. If you've been in a city, they're fantastic. Pretz everywhere.
I'd rather we just focus on
buses, tubes.
So as there were no stepping stones, we've decided not to just turn around and go back up. We're going to attempt to find a slightly different walk, see if there's a different route. Still just mud, really. Hey, Hey, Mac Mac. Whoa! No, it's okay.
Hubris. Well, Will's going to fall. Listen, Will's going to leave his shoes on some newspaper for a bit and then clean the mud off them. Laura's going to ask him a titty in the mud.
I think this might be my least favourite place we've done in three series.
Maybe it's nice in the summer.
I mean, it's still a hill.
Have you ever seen like horse hoof tracks in mud?
Yeah.
This mud looks like a horse has been hit. Despite me knowing full well that a horse would die.
Why would a horse die?
Break its neck on that hill.
Yeah, you'd want to be
shot
a Shetland
in the head by a
pony.
Poacher. I don't know.
Poacher, people don't poach horses. Oh, there's a little swing over the river. I 100 million dare you to go on the rope swing over the river.
No.
Please.
I'm a man
please,
who this Christmas
please,
got his glasses
please.
Stolen by the sea.
I'll hold your glasses.
Got locked out of his flat. I'm going in the river.
I'll hold your keys.
No, it's not. All I'm saying is I'd go in, wouldn't I?
Please.
Also, I'll put on weight during lockdown. That branch couldn't support me.
So, we've trudged along the river a little bit. We've reached a bridge. God, I bet this is nice in summer.
Hmm. Yeah, I reckon it's lovely in summer.
But
or tolerable.
We've now found a route that we think is going to head back up, and we're going to give that a go.
The dog's been an absolute beta snowflake cuck and rolled over in submission to another dog, covering itself in mud, and at the same time has found a real appreciation for jumping up on my leg.
And she wanted some.
I had a peanut bar. It was delicious.
She probably wanted that. So we're going to see if this route is any easier to get back up than the one we came down.
I must say, the local fauna, it's so calming. When you stand still and, you know, you take stock of your life, you really do realise that it's beautiful around here. And hearing the birds song is great. Watching the dogs play and the children frolic and that lovely little girl we met that knew the type of river. Really lovely. But yet my takeaway will be fucking hell.
Well, the route that we took has come round on a loop and we are now back to the path we came down.
In the gym I go to, there's a machine where you can just do steps for ages. That's what I've done. But if someone left a mud on those steps.
Yeah, it's my life. Like when TripAdvisor says they haven't enjoyed a day out, I think you're wrong. All day outs can be fun. But I actually think the number of people here to talk to is the best thing about this walk. If it wasn't for the migrants.
Stop saying the migrants.
Also, I haven't seen any litter.
I've seen... Oh, my God, it's just... It's slurry.
No, sorry.
Fuck off.
It's stalking and slurry.
This is the bit I had to go really slow. Also, my left, my right leg's really shaking. Mackie, get out of the way. Right, I'm going to go around... I'm going to do what I did before. Oh, God, we're so far from the sodding top. We are, though, aren't we?
We are! It's going to take so long get back up! Oh, it took us like 40 minutes to get down!
There's an hour left on the car.
Oh, why do you hate us, Jen Brister? God. Okay, we've gone a bit further up. We might not make it, to be honest. Will can't even speak. You are so shiny.
It's just a massive hill with a bog at the end.
You got mud on your forehead.
How have I got mud on my fucking forehead? I didn't even fall.
It's bad, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. This. It's a bad day out.
I can't believe it took us to series three to genuinely have somewhere we dislike, but it's here, it's Box Hill.
Do you remember when we were like, Warwick Castle's a bit commercial?
Oh, I would go to Warwick Castle every day rather than do this again.
All right. Hiya. Oh God, there's still so much to go.
I might as well live here now.
You just want to live in this tree, do you?
Yeah, like Peter Rabbit. Or an owl.
Or Winnie the Pooh.
Wall. Remember Wall?
Yeah. You'd be such a natural Winnie the Pooh.
I do like honey. Who doesn't like honey, though?
I didn't until very recently. Cows. I think it smells like sneezes.
That's not a sentence. We're so close.
We've come back out of the little steepy pathy walk and we're
not little, don't ever say little.
Well, the narrow steepy pathy bit, and now we're back out on the view.
Well, no, we're close to the view.
The view.
Can
you see that?
No. The viewpoint is
just
right
there.
Yeah,
but I'm saying you can see the view again. This is more like a good walk.
Yeah.
This bit, lovely. I suspect some of the other trails are more what we wanted. Maybe we should do one of the other trails now.
Fuck off.
We're back in the car. That was, without a doubt, the worst time I've had.
Yes.
At one point, you sat down and you said, I can't remember in living memory being this miserable.
Yeah. And I'm quite an unhappy boy.
I suppose we got to go and find out from Jen why she made us do that.
Before we go and see Jen, in defence of Box Hill, when you get into the car park, there are 5 or 6 walks advertised.
Yeah.
I don't have the mental fortitude to do another one. But I've got to say, stepping stones, pish.
Right, let's go and find out what we did to upset Jen Brister. Hello, Jen Brister. We're here with Jen. Jen, look, I don't know how to start this interview because
okay.
We're so angry with you for sending us to that terrible hill that we don't know what to say.
We had the worst day ever, Jen.
Ostensibly, you're just walking uphill for an hour, aren't you? That's it.
The listeners will have just heard this. We went, we walked all the way down a very steep hill. Slid down
for
some
ages.
Of it.
My trainers are ruined.
Because we wanted to see the stepping stones. We got to the bottom, stepping stones are submerged. And then we walked back up the hill we'd come down.
It is called... I'm just going to remind you of the name.
Yeah.
It is called Box Hill. We used to go a lot as children. And I'm not quite sure. I think with hindsight, my parents used to go, because you know, there's 4 of us, just so they could knacker us out.
Mm.
We go up a hill, look at the view, come back down the hill. I'm not saying it was my favourite day out. I'm saying that's just where we used to go.
Yeah.
So I think you did that walk you're describing is different than the one. There are like 12 or 13 walks.
Yeah, there's loads of walks. Yeah.
So I think we're unfair if we say we hated it. We hate the stepping stones walk because we parked. We had a wee, and then I just traversed into the bowels of hell for like an hour and a half to see some stepping stones that Poseidon had cruelly covered that day with water. 180 degree turn, back up the hill, legs on fire, feet on fire. I've done too much damage to my lungs over the past 15 years with delicious ciggies. I had to stop. An old man offered me a seat.
Oh,
I got
that
in
was
the
worst bit.
Oh, well, that's a low point, mate.
We were coming back up the hill and this, like, I mean, they must have been at least 30 years older than us, got off a bench to allow us to
give
down.
You the seat. It's beautiful. What is that? Because I think the stepping stones, I think I have been on that. Oh, look, all of this would have been about 40 years ago. I don't really remember that. But there are loads of walks where you can go up and up and up and up and up. And then once you get to the top, there's views of the Surrey.
Oh, my God, the view's amazing.
Absolutely
the
incredible
view was amazing.
Views.
Yeah. Do you take your kids there now?
God, no. I mean, look, it's uphill, isn't it? For I will. I'll
Ever.
Take them. I'll take them.
No, don't.
I haven't been to Box Hill for a long time. I think the last time I went with a friend. And he is a lot fitter than I am. And we basically were just two people walking separately, like nowhere near each other, because he was about 100 metres ahead of me the entire time.
Just it those was, little it, cups on strings so you can talk to
each other. Yeah, yeah. Are you enjoying it? Just like having an asthma attack behind him.
What's oh, I went for about half an inhaler, but half an inhaler is gone.
Yeah, I mean, smash that, absolutely. Is there a burger van? Was there a chip van or a burger van in the car park?
No, the car park's very fancy now. It had like a whole cafe area and lots of recycle bins and like a whole set of toilets. It was quite fancy, wasn't it, Will?
It was. It also, we'd read the TripAdvisor. A lot of people on the TripAdvisor were angry about the amount of languages they could hear being spoken by the
people. Oh, my
people.
God.
Sorry, and but I tell you, it was...
Absolute classic.
People from all walks of life, and then lots of fat white men who I know love fox hunting.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. And there used to be, and I don't know if there still is, but there used to be, particularly on the weekend, it's a place where bikers go. Mm. So there's lots of leather, lots of sort of leathery men. If they were in Brighton, we'd be like, absolutely, we know where you're going. But in Box Hill, you're like, oh, actually, I think you're just a straight bloke in leather.
Did you grow up around there then?
I grew up in Kingston, so it's not particularly near Box Hill, but it's not far away for a day trip to take your kids. We used to go there a fair bit as an alternative, because also we lived right near Richmond Park, which is where we would go to regularly. But that is where we'd go if we were just like, my parents were like, let's live the Vida Loca. Let's walk up a chalky hill.
I said that because it was so busy. Like, to be fair, we did go on a bank holiday. So it was a little bit like being in a queue to slide down a hill. But I said that. I said, I reckon because it's so close to like that South and West London area that it's like, oh, where's out of London that we can go to for free?
It totally is. So you'll get a lot of people from like the suburbs of London that'll go there. You get the bikers, you get the EDL, you get everyone.
It's got it all.
It's got a bit of everything. It's got a bit of everything for white people.
Do you like a walk?
Places
that
immigrants
generally?
And the EDL go for a walk.
Do I like a walk? I do now. Mm. I absolutely love going for a walk. And as you know, Laura and Will, I imagine Will, you're a very keen hiker. Where you live in Bevendine, there's like just glorious walks all around you. It's absolutely stunning. And then I often go up. Sort of around by Woodingdean, you can go straight up onto the South Downs Way there. So I'll definitely go up that way and have a walk up there. So I love walking now. But when I was a child, I couldn't understand why we would be walking. I'd say to my parents, but we're not going anywhere. We're just going round in a circle. Why
That's
are we
me
walking?
Now.
Why? Why? What's the point?
I will go. I will do a 10-mile across-field yomp for the promise of a roast pork with some nice whiskies. But if the walk starts and ends at my car, forget it.
No, do you know what? I am with you with that. It's particularly in the winter, that is something I really, really love to do, is to go for a walk that somewhere along the line I can stop and have a pint and have a roast. Oh, yeah, glorious. But equally, I do then, once I've come out of the pub, I don't want to continue walking. That's done.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I managed to get around that by knowing the nice pubs near my house. I go 40, 50 metres, I have a roast, it's game over. Whack the West Wing on.
You're watching the West Wing at the moment.
Wow, that is retro. That
so
is...
So good, though.
It is... and also it isn't. It's one of those shows that I absolutely loved watching it, but there were points where I was like, oh my God, this has given me toothache. It was so saccharine. It's a show that you could never make. You could never make a show like that in this country. Any kind of like a hint of earnestness, we as the British people just go, I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't
The closest thing we'll get is The Thick of It. And it couldn't be more different.
I mean, not even close. Not even close. But yeah, I suppose in terms of politics, yeah.
Um,
Back to Box Hill, Will, for God's sake. This is what the podcast
from
is
Box
about.
Sets to Box Hill.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh,
he's done it.
What a segue.
Do you know what? I was worried that no one was going to create a segue. And then you... I was like, how are we going to get back in? I've gone off from back to Box... But you did it. And so there's all the awkwardness that had been created by you, actually, Will. I'm sorry
ended
to say
by
that.
Me.
It was ended by you. So it's a circular. It's a circular walk. Route. Oh, stop talking, Bristol.
See, I think anyway. I'd have preferred the stepping stone route if that had been circular rather than just a line and then back along the same line. We did try to find a little circular route, but it was so muddy at the bottom, and Will had worn very inappropriate footwear, and I had a small white dog that if we'd gone any further into the mud, we were going to lose either Will's shoes or the dog.
Yeah, I think... There are definitely circular routes there.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I think they are long as well.
Yes.
I think they are very long. And I think if you're not wearing the right shoes, which Will,
he wasn't
I don't
even
know.
Close to wearing the right
what
shoes.
What were you wearing? Converse or something?
Adidas Superstars.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, they've got zero grip. Like yeah. Zero.
They have got zero grip. And weirdly, when we did the, in series one, we went to Devil's Dyke, and I fell down the dyke for about an hour. I was wearing Converse.
Just buy some wellies, Will. This is the third series of a podcast about going out.
I'm wearing Adidas Gazelles today, but I'm in central London. It's fine.
Have you cleaned your trainers yet?
No, we've had a rough few weeks. I didn't want to do any cleaning.
Oh, Will. I think get yourself thee to Decathlon. That's what you got to do, mate. Pick yourself up a pair of very reasonably priced walking shoes, actually. You know, it's 30 quid. It's an investment in your career, okay? This is your job, walking now.
But I'm such a fashionable man. When people think of me, they think of, that man has a dress sense. He can't be in Decathlon shoes. I'm Captain Fashion.
Babe, you're literally sitting there in the uniform of the white male stand-up comedian. The
checked shirt.
And I'm sleeves are rolled up.
I don't think you're selling it.
Jen's fashion. Look at Jen's hoodie. That is delightful.
Of course, Jen's fashion.
Oh, I love it. Listen,
do you like this?
It's pink leopard print with like a darker, like real cherry pink. Oh, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Rich Wilson said to me a couple of weeks ago, he went, Will, I really like you, but we've got to sort out how you dress. Give me £400 of your money and we'll just go shopping. I said, great.
Do you know what? I would go with Rich because I do like his style.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And I think, also, you would benefit from a little nudge, actually, Will, towards fashion. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
That's fine. Yeah, I'm taking no offence at this because it is spot on.
What's your top day out now, Jen? Like, if you got dragged on that walk a lot as a kid, and now you quite like walking, but you have children. So I assume they hate walking, as do all children. What do you do on a bank holiday now?
Well, the kids are actually better at walking than I ever was at their age. What do we do that we all enjoy as a family? I think, do you know what? We take these poor buggers for walks all the time.
It is free, though, isn't it? At the end of the day, a walk is fucking free.
And let's not forget, we did spend a long time in lockdown where we were like, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah.
I really still enjoy just going down to the seafront with the kids. And I still, although I've lived in Brighton for like nearly 8 years, I still cannot believe that I can just go down and see the sea whenever I want. It still blows my mind. So any opportunity for us to have and even if we go a little bit further afield, Worthing, we had a lovely time in Worthing recently.
You did not.
We did too. I absolutely
had
a ball.
Don't you move there, I'll be really cross.
I'm not moving to Worthing.
I can't lose another friend to Worthing.
What's wrong with Worthing?
That's a classic. It's the classic Brighton talk, isn't it? Where we're all like, oh, I want to buy, but I can't afford anything else. And then we start looking further afield. Yeah. Shoreham's out for each. Can't afford that. Oh, Worthing.
Yeah. Hello, I live in Bevendine.
I like Bevendine.
Me too. Do you know what I love about Bevendine is it's not even trying to keep up with the rest of Brighton. It's like, yeah, you guys go and be fancy. We've got fridges in our front garden. We're not taking the Christmas lights down. brilliant. Our neighbour, we've got a neighbour around the corner who's still got her Christmas lights up and still turning them on as well. And Tom overheard her saying to a neighbour, well, as long as I get him down by Halloween, that's the main thing, isn't it?
I mean, if you make it to Halloween, keep them up until Christmas.
If you go past June, every day's getting closer.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're like, oh, if they're still up at Halloween, I'd be like, babe, keep them until Christmas because you've only got a month. I mean, there were people with their Christmas decks up in November, so you can legit get away with it in November, but January,
also,
no, come on.
If you're the house that's had them up in April, people will think you're weirder if for November you don't.
Just take them down from November to January and then put them back up again.
Take them down on Christmas Day, back up Boxing Day.
Yeah, reverse Christmas it.
Well, there we go. Jen, thank you.
Oh, well, guys, thank you so much. And I should I feel bad about the fact that I made you go to Box Hill? No.
It's our own fault for being very unfit and for going on a bank holiday in January, I firmly believe. Had we gone on
midweek,
a pleasant April midweek day, we might have had a better time.
Correct shoes.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel...
We could have done one of the other walks. You know, there are, I think, 12 or 13 walks. We did one. The other 12 might be lovely. I doubt it.
What Will doesn't know, though, is I'm going to make him do the other 12. Just
what you don't know is that the next 10 people that you invite onto the show have all decided to choose Box Hill. So, sadly, you will be going back, Will. I'm sorry to say.
Listen, it's made for a cracking first episode to Series 3. So thank you so, so much for sending us there.
Oh, thank you,
What guys. Have you got coming up that people can have a look out for you? And where are you on social media?
Well, you can find me in all the socials. Instagram, Jen Brister Comedy, Twitter, Jen Brister. I also have a podcast that I do with Alison June Smith and Warren Younger called Women Talking Bollocks, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts. Wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're listening to on now, you can find that. It's called WTB. And listen, I'm about, aren't I? I'm just about.
She's here.
I'm here,
Box
there,
Hill.
And everywhere.
She's on Box Hill. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you, guys. I loved
Cheers,
it.
Cheers, Jen.
Yay.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.